Is Parker Braun your next Illinois recruit? Scott Ritchie, our beat writer, addresses those rumors in this week's podcast, which focuses on college basketball. He'll also talk to you about Georgetown, which will play Illinois next season, and maybe the growing animosity between Missouri and Illinois, which will play at a new named arena next season. All this in this week's podcast. We'll be back after this. Hey, Jim Rosso, News Gazette Media, reminding you that at newsgazette.com we have a ton of podcasts every week, from Brian Barnhart's Penny for Your Thoughts to Scott Beatty's News Hour to Elizabeth Hess, Dave Gentry talking with movers and shakers on their morning show. Head to newsgazette.com and search for podcasts. Welcome back, Scott. How you doing?
Good.
Illini basketball insider.
Inside Illini basketball? Or am I the Illinois basketball insider?
I don't know what, but it's great stuff. Welcome.
Yeah, I was just, you through 4 weeks, you still haven't figured out the name of the podcast. So we'll get it one day.
It's not style, it's substance, Scott.
Always substance.
Right? No one else brings Illinois basketball coverage to the table like you do. A full page in every Sunday's News Gazette. Find that somewhere in this country of ours.
I'm waiting for, someone out there wants to challenge our Sunday supremacy.
And just think, if Illinois basketball was like top 25, how
then
many
you'd
pages?
Probably expect two or three pages
sure.
every Sunday.
Yeah, I do. In yeah. fact, so you better hope they stay middle of the pack in the Big Ten.
Yeah, one page doable. Two or three is doable. It just, needs to have a little bit more behind it. So a rise to back to the elite level.
Scott Ritchie joins us each Monday for this podcast. Appreciate it, Scott. Each Wednesday, he chats at IlliniHQ.com. Each Sunday, he writes a lot in the News Gazette. Scott, Enterprise Center, what is this latest news about St. Louis's arena?
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to struggle not calling it the Scott Trade Center like I have when every arena or field gets a new name, but Enterprise Rent-A-Car is your new title sponsor for St. Louis's hockey/basketball arena, and I honestly don't care what the name is as long as the Wi-Fi gets better. So,
all right,
that's my challenge to them.
I still call it the Checker Dome.
That's way back.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that might be even be a little before my time.
That was after the arena. It was just the arena when I used it as a toddler to go to St. Louis Blues games for like $5. Shows you how old I am.
You probably stand outside and have people tell you what's going on for $5.
I think it was the Checker Dome when Boston College played maybe in the 1984 regional finals there I went. Michael Adams, remember him, Scott? Are you that?
Well, I was born 3 years later, so.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, I know the greats of basketball.
Michael Adams was a great.
Okay.
He was Spud Webb before Spud Webb.
I know Spud Webb. Did he dunk? Did he win a dunk contest?
No, Michael Adams did not do that. Anyway, so looking forward to that basketball game, as always, as both teams build some hate toward each other.
Yeah, well, I think the fan bases certainly don't care for one another, and now they have potentially a basketball game that won't disappoint, and they'll want to be there and hate each other in person. And I think last year was a great crowd after 3 years of severely diminishing returns on number of people in the stands. The game was good for Illinois fans. I think the rivalry will kind of heat back up, especially since Brad Underwood, Konzo Martin have basically offered all the same players. So that side of things kind of just adds a little extra wrinkle to the Illinois-Missouri rivalry.
Very cool. Hey, another game I'm looking forward to. It was announced last week, the Gavitt Games. I saw a picture of Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Looking old.
Well, yeah. I mean,
how menacing is he as in a three-piece suit on the sidelines?
Probably less so than when he was playing, but there was a funny clip from last season where he was fed up with his team, and they had a camera in the huddle during a game. It's like basically asking his player, why did you shoot that shot? You never shoot that shot. You don't practice that shot. You don't shoot that shot in the game. And it was... He's getting me to bring a little bit of that old school, feel back to things, but certainly, kind of, built his way up into being a head coach. He was an NBA assistant for a very long time, finally got a shot at his alma mater, which I suppose makes sense. I mean, It just went from John Thompson, Big John, to his son, John Thompson III, to Patrick Ewing, who is, you know, part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a game that might get the Illini fandom revved up a little bit. If I know Georgetown, and here's how you described it in Sunday's News Gazette. You called Illinois and Georgetown once elite programs in a rut.
I'd say that's fair.
All right.
And
still, yeah. it stirs yeah, things.
When the game was announced, like, people on social media were excited because Georgetown still is a name in college basketball, even if the results haven't been there. I mean, last year, 15-15, and that's maybe the softest 500 record in the country. They had the worst, you know, the least, you know, tough non-conference schedule I think you could ever put together. Like, they pulled out of the PK-80, which would have pitted them against real teams and played kind of a soft November and December. And then they'd lost three times as many games as they won from that point on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gavitt Games or ACC Big Ten Challenge, which one do you prefer?
I think I like the Gavitt Games.
Wow, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten ACC's been around. I mean, it's had some, you know, pretty good matchups. I think, you know, you look at Illinois Wake Forest that 1 year. That was a pretty good game. You know, Illinois took down the number one team. But the Big East, I like the Big East. And it's been a top three conference in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, especially, you know, I guess, you know, Villanova kind of leading the way, you know, for that group with two national championships. But I don't know, it's different. I like different. Play different teams.
All right, you pointed out one of the games that you really liked, Ohio State Creighton. Come on, Scott.
Well,
are you nuts?
Just for the fact that Ohio State almost hired Greg McDermott, and then they ended up with Chris Holtmann, and then surprised everyone by finishing in the top third of the Big Ten, top quarter of the Big Ten, and making the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So. It was just an interesting little tidbit.
All right, let's talk coaches. Brad Underwood was in St. Louis doing something at a ball game over the weekend. What was that about?
Well, the Cardinals had, like, joint, and this is to beef up the rivalry more, joint Illinois/Missouri night. You know, Brad Underwood was there to sign autographs, get the orange and blue out in St. Louis, which, all right, considering the number of players from that general area that have Illinois offers, never a bad thing. But just get the brand out. I mean, that's what this time is for.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in a quiet period, so you can't, you know, make home visits. The only time you can have contact with, you know, potential recruits is on campus. And then right now, actually, it's a dead period, so nothing can happen. So it's kind of a 2-week stretch where just sort of in the holding period, like Illinois is.
We'll get into recruiting in a bit. I saw Lou Henson Saturday at the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast at Bromley Hall. Looks good. Was on radio. Sounds good.
Which is always good news. I mean, yeah. He had, in the winter, had a tough, you know, run, a little more health trouble. But, you know, the fact that he's out and about and, you know, getting out in the community and being on the radio, and it's always good news.
Bill Self. His AD just got fired this morning at Kansas. How do you fire the AD of a sports program that continually wins conference championships?
Well, I think the problem is, like, men's basketball is the only team.
That's all you need
doing that.
At Kansas. Are you kidding yourself with football?
Well, probably, but I think I saw where Kansas has lost 60 of its last 63 Big 12 football games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think they'll ever be, you know, good, but that's another level of awful.
All right. So you're okay with them firing their AD?
It has zero effect on my life. So.
Tell me this, Scott. Does the murky pond that Kansas basketball is now swimming in with these allegations kind of,
I mean, it doesn't help
implicating
his
them?
Case. I mean, okay. It's another reason to say, okay, well, we're going to at least fire the athletic director. But I don't think any of the other sports are any good either. Volleyball, their volleyball team's okay.
Is Bill? They have good rowing. Is Bill Self
okay?
Is it time for Bill Self to be the AD?
Would he want to be the AD? I honestly don't think the. I mean, it depends on how much you want to pay him, but I think that's another level of responsibility. And, like, how is so he's going to police his own basketball program? I don't know about that.
All right,
if any of those allegations are true, of course, don't want to make any assumptions.
Sure. When's your top 25 come out? When do you start thinking about that? I know you do your preseason top 10 the night after the title game.
Yeah, which I'm not going to look back at now because I sort of assume I'll right. have a ton of different opinions just based on the NBA draft. But during the summer, kind of okay. late July into August, I start thinking about – because at that point you know who's going to be on the teams.
Right. This week is the deadline to – come back to school, right, for the NBA hopefuls who haven't signed with an agent?
Yeah, well, I think they have until, like, maybe next Monday
okay.
or Tuesday. But so, yeah, some teams will change then for the better. Or, you know, I think if you look at Villanova, Dante DiVincenzo is going to be a first-round pick now. And then Amari Spellman, you know, could, you know, sneak into – late first round, early second round, so could be a bigger roster turnover for the defending champs than was maybe initially expected. But I sort of, you know, think Jay Wright will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's proven he can get it together a pretty good program.
All right, Sunday, you listed your 10 players who are not going to the NBA, but who are, you think in the Big Ten are poised for breakout seasons. All right, yeah. You had one Illinois guy on this list. Scott, checking at number 10, nonetheless.
Well,
Damonte Williams.
That was more of a, I did those alphabetically and just numbered them 1 through 10. But, because it's pure speculation on my part, just the, you know, from watching them play a full season. Because there's a lot of, you know, rising sophomores on that list. But
I was wondering why you had Geo Baker as number one.
Geo Baker could be really good for Rutgers because they don't have anybody else. He's going to have the ball 99% of the time. But since you mentioned Damonte Williams, and that's probably what our listeners would prefer to hear about, although, you know, Geo Baker could have a great season, I think the fact that Damonte Williams is 100% healthy and removed enough from, you know, his knee injury and his rehab that he can do all of the things he did last year, which was a little bit of everything, and just do them at a even better level. His athleticism is back. He was dunking all over guys, you know, this spring, which you didn't see, you know, as much of during the season. I guess the biggest question mark for Damonte is his shot, because to say he fought it during the season would be underselling that by like 100 degrees. But if he can get up to shooting 35%, I think, as a sophomore. I mean, better. I mean, in the 40s would obviously be more preferable for Illinois, but coming from the fact that he shot about 20% as a freshman, I think 35 is a number to shoot for this coming season.
Anybody else you're looking for that maybe didn't make this list on the Illinois roster that might is poised for a breakout?
I think Kipper Nichols, you know, could be that guy, and I'm not sure how it even would define it as a breakout for him, because he has all this potential and the coaches see it and they pushed and pushed and pushed to get it out of him. If his final game of the year, you know, that 30-point performance, what was it, 31 against Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, if that's what he can bring, I mean, I'm not expecting him to score 30 points a game, but he needs to be maybe a 16, 17, 18-point per game scorer for Illinois this season. Yeah. That would be kind of peak performance, something that would help a team that I think, I don't know, it's just I don't have a really good feel for them because half of the scholarship players aren't even on campus yet, and you don't know how all those freshmen are going to fit into what Brownard wants to do, fit with the returning players. So Kipper Nichols, if he can lead this team, I think that would be maybe the most important thing.
Right. T-Pain got paid $50,000 to come perform at Illinois on the quad the other day.
It's a bargain.
50 grand?
Yeah, I would have gone, but I,
right, a lot of the Illinois
team was
there. I don't
think I can pass as a college student anymore.
You would pass as like a bouncer, maybe.
Maybe. But, I don't know, it was...
All right. Who do you think, if polled these Illinois, this current team, would cast their lot for to come perform at Illinois? One act.
Oh, man. See, and I've come to realize that I'm a little bit out of touch with, like, what is, like, the new, like, hits. The walk-up music for Illinois baseball certainly told me that, because I don't recognize any of it anymore. Mm-hmm. But it would be whoever's the T-Pain of not 2007. Like, the 2018 T-Pain. Like, whatever that is, whoever that is, that would be the...
Fair enough.
Because, you know, T-Pain was popular when I was in college.
Right.
Almost a dozen years ago.
That's what my 16-year-old son said. That T-Pain was a little old news. Nonetheless, it drew a huge crowd.
Yeah. I mean, well, it was free.
For the students.
Well, yeah, that's the only people that were technically supposed to be there.
On to recruiting, one of Scott's favorite topics. Give me the latest.
Well, since it's a dead period now, I mean, nothing can happen. Even, you know, unofficial visits, no talking with any recruits of any sort. So Illinois in that sort of wait-and-see mode with two open scholarships, I mean, that takes on even closer to that definition now. And they're waiting to see what Parker Braun will do. He's a 2018 prospect, 6'9", forward out of Kansas. You know, made official visits to LSU and Ole Miss before taking an unofficial to Illinois last week. Obviously, since we're talking about him, he didn't commit to any of those places yet. So can't make any more visits, at least until this dead period ends, which I think will be at the end of this month. So Illinois can wait. I mean, they have two open scholarships and no pressing, you know, recruitment that will, you know, take those up. But if he's looking for playing time right away, I'd say Illinois and Ole Miss are probably his best options. Yeah, because LSU, their 2018 class already has 2 5-star forwards and another 4-star forward, who I would say Parker Braun would be behind. I mean, he's maybe even looking at a redshirt season, you know, if he went to LSU, just because they have some other pretty good options. But Illinois, the front court is the biggest question mark of the team. Ole Miss has a new coach, so their roles are not defined there, and they don't have as many front court options. But I don't know. It's, again, sort of a wait-and-see type of thing, and I know that can be tough for some impatient fans that are wanting to have a better idea of what the 2018-19 roster might be. The coaches probably want to have, you know, that final roster figured out, certainly before. It would be helpful if that would happen before, you know, June 11th, when, you know, those freshmen will actually be able to get here on campus.
All right, no transfers out there still, but no fifth-year or grad guys that can immediately suit up.
Well, I mean, in theory, there are. I don't know that there's any out there that would make a ounce of difference to this team, and I think that's what has kept Illinois from really dipping into that market. Is just there aren't big men that could probably play at this level.
Scott Ritchie covers all the other sports as well on campus. You were at baseball, as you said, over the weekend. Any chance they make the NCAA tournament still, or they got to win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, the fact that they won 4 out of the last 6 in the regular season, and 2 of those being against Michigan, certainly helped their chances. I think they're more in than out of the NCAA tournament right now.
All right.
Probably still a little bit on the getting close to that bubble, but they win. They got a tough first game play Indiana. They beat Indiana, I'd say. Things are looking way up.
How was the atmosphere out there this weekend? Good.
Yeah, Thursday night's game was a really good crowd, you know, for you know, the first game of the series. And being a Thursday, you know, kind of off that regular Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But the weather was very nice, and it was an Illinois win. So people were pretty excited.
Tennis lost 4-0 to Wake Forest, made the Elite Eight, though, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, almost a dozen years.
Where's that going?
Tennis should be in a good spot. I mean, they're going to lose 2 really good seniors in Alex Bukic and Aaron Hiltzik, but the rest of the team is basically all freshmen and sophomores, and you know, that that sets Brad Dancer up really well to continue, you know, what he's doing. And I mean, playing, you know, Wake Forest, number one team in the country, at Wake Forest was the toughest draw that you could get, you know, in the Elite Eight. But you know, the fact that they made it there was another good step, and you know, those young guys got some more of that NCAA tournament experience.
All right, Scott. Anything else happening on campus that you didn't know about?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess the only other thing is volleyball coach Chris Thomas is off to China. He's coaching one of the USA volleyball's collegiate national teams this late spring in a tournament in China. So,
can you recruit there?
Sure. I mean, volleyball is huge internationally.
All right.
I
mean, That'd be something different.
Kind of an international type event, I believe. So I can't think of the last time Illinois volleyball had an international recruit, so that might be it's a new avenue.
Scott, thanks for breaking it down again this week. All right,
yeah, we'll
go
we'll
ready for your chat.
Well, always working on the basketball page too. So,
all right, Scott Ritchie, we'll talk to you next Monday.